We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the UCLA Sports Network. Time for your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics.
Riley two-hand jam! Showtime!
Hook it out to Singleton. Heaves up a three-ball.
Good!
Hopkins with a putback! Fadeaway three-point jump shot.
Good! Oh, my goodness! Do that to me one more time!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Your inside look at UCLA Athletics. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
College basketball fans, take notice. This UCLA team, they've won three in a row, and they are marveling, much improved. And it's not just because of some better defense. There's so much more to the equation, and we are going to discuss all the reasons why UCLA is playing so well, and we're going to do it for the next hour. Welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show. That man over there is Tracy Murray, a UCLA basketball legend, spent many years in the NBA. He is on Twitter at RealTracyMurray. Nick Cope is with us as well, and he is on Twitter at NKOOP. And I'm on Twitter, believe it or not, I'm on at Brian Fenley. That's Brian with a Y. And we, as we look at what is in store for you for this next hour, so much to get to. The Bruins have won three in a row since we last spoke. And as far as the storylines, the emergence of Jalen Clark, the improvements on defense, how about the three-point shooting going up and up and up as far as the percentages are concerned? And Tracy, I feel like it was just yesterday, it was a week ago, we were talking and the Bruins were in a little bit of a hole. They were sliding, and then another week later they've turned it around. It's so crazy how quickly things can go from not so good to awesome within a week.
Well, it was the perfect schools to turn things around. The Washington schools came in. Yes, they were supposed to pose a threat. The Bruins had home cooking in front of the fans, family, and everybody else. It was a perfect time to get these two wins and then also get Arizona State back last night.
We were hoping for some home cooking would lead to some good eats for the Bruins at Pauley, and it did. So now, Brian, the last six home games, they've won by an average of 20-plus points. Now the question is, and I'm sure we're going to talk about throughout the course of the hour, is needing and taking that now on the road. And I think one of the reasons why this upcoming road trip will be a lot different than the last one is because they'll have a guy who they did not have on that road trip. And I know we're going to talk a lot about him, Jalen Clark.
Yeah, Jalen Clark is somebody who has been transforming this team, has done incredible things. And when we return, it's not just that this team is doing it on the defensive side, but they've got problems, good problems, and it might involve Jalen Clark and others. We'll discuss next as far as how UCLA has turned this thing around. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
UCLA fans, keep the fun going at SoCal's destination for more. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Discover the most slots in the West, a new luxury resort with a year-round pool oasis, hundreds of your favorite table games, and over 15 bars and restaurants. Plus, all month long, your play qualifies you to win a 2022 Mercedes-Benz S580 or up to $100,000 cash every Thursday in February. SoCal's premier gaming and entertainment destination is just a short drive away. See you at Yamava. Details at yamava.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
What do Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready fuels Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class, all-natural protein water and sports drinks, along with bars, powders, and snacks featuring cutting-edge sports nutrition. Ready powers Bruin fans, too. Get Ready protein and sports drinks on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points for every dollar spent on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else, redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cash back bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
We all need to save the drop, L.A. Mandatory water conservation is in effect. Limit outdoor watering with sprinklers to 3 days a week, up to 8 minutes per station, before 9 a.m. or after 4 p.m. Get to know your watering days and all the rebates and resources LADWP offers to help you conserve water. Visit ladwp.com/conservationsquad.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Team Talk is brought to you in part by the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice blended drink. The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,000 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com for more information. Nick Cope, Tracy Murray, I am Brian Fenley here with you for the next hour talking UCLA basketball. And somebody who's really been caffeinating this offense for the Bruins has been Jalen Clark. And look, when people say somebody has problems or team has problems, there's a misnomer that it's always a negative connotation. The Bruins have great problems right now, and one is, how do they use Jalen Clark moving forward? Because if you look at his last three games, he is playing the best of his career. Somebody who hasn't traditionally been a starter is playing a starter. 18 points, 25 points, 16 points over the course of the last three games. In those three games, a combined 8 steals and 25 rebounds. And after last week's win against Washington State, here was what Mick Cronin had to say about Jalen Clark and how he's been stepping up.
He's had a tough year with the injuries, and it's really hurt us. But this was the first week in 2 months, Mike, that he's able to string together three straight practices. So hence, you start to see him getting in shape.
So with that said, Tracy, I want to throw this out to you because clearly we're seeing the best of Jalen Clark. And perhaps the reason he's getting a lot of playing time is because, unlike other guys, he's missed a lot of games because of the injuries. But when he's playing so well and when more guys come back and Tiger Campbell and all of that, I just can't see this team not playing Jalen Clark as much as they have, even when guys come back, considering how well he's been so far.
No, he's established himself as a major player with guys being out, you know, knocked up, banged around, whatever you want to call it, sick or whatever. He's been a major player since he's been back, and he's extremely hungry. And, you know, those guys that, you know, don't want to work or banged up or, you know, mentally not there, you know, he's taking advantage of all of that. So he already stated on a post-game interview that he feels that he should be starting, and he's been letting his play show that he should be starting over the last three games.
One thing I noticed, and it's kind of ancillary, but I thought kind of summed up where Jalen Clark is right now. We get game notes for games for people listening. It's this whole packet of information. And in every packet, every team puts a radio TV roster. And it's basically just a one sheet of every team's headshots, players and coaches. You look at UCLA's, all the coaches have smiles. You go to the players, everyone's got smiles. Tiger Campbell has kind of a blank stare. And then in the top left corner, there's Jalen Clark, who looks like he's come to take your lunch money. And it was something I noticed over the weekend, but I just thought it really summed up what we're seeing from him lately. Tracy, I want to talk to you about his offense, because that's something we didn't see a ton last year. He wasn't asked to do much on the offensive end. It was about the defensing and the rebound. But yesterday, what I noticed is, A, he looks confident shooting the three, and then B, there were several times on the perimeter. He had a quick first step, and then as he drove the lane, he wasn't hurried, but the way he used his body as leverage and to get positioning to then attack the basket, I thought that the control that he demonstrated with his body was really cool. What did you see out of him on the offensive end over this weekend?
Well, guys, it takes a little while to make the jump from high school to college. He was a 20-point scorer, a 20-point-plus scorer in high school at Etiwanda. And when you have really good players in front of you, you got to kind of wait your turn. You got to get some time on the floor to develop your confidence. It starts in practice. Then it goes into the little bit of minutes you're getting into the game. And once you get a few minutes into the game to where you're feeling comfortable, now everything else follows, the skill set, the scoring. But one thing that stayed consistent was his defense. And you're seeing where his defense is turning into offense. I can't tell you how many times that he's caused a turnover or a steal. And he's also the recipient of the layup or the dunk afterwards. I mean, he's really putting a lot of pressure on the ball defensively, and it's creating great offense for him as well.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That is Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I am Brian Fenley. And I'm looking right now at Jalen Clark's Instagram story, guys, and he has a screenshot of him going up for a dunk where he has this really angry look on his face, and there's a little caption that says, "The rim should never make you that mad." And he posts it on his Instagram story to say, to what you were saying earlier, there is, Nick, just this level of ferocity within him. And I don't think he gets enough credit, Tracy, as you've alluded to in the past as well, for what a passer he is. And I found it interesting that Mick Cronin said in the postgame press conference yesterday that as great, and this came after the win against Arizona State, as great as Clark has been, that Mick Cronin gets really nervous when Jalen goes up for those dunks and says, why don't you just finesse it in? Because like we've seen, the injury history, the head injuries, we don't want to see that happen again. So, Tracy, if, and I know it's hard to probably dampen that level of tenacity with how you've played your whole life, but I just see this team going as far as Jalen Clark wants to take them. For me, it's come down to how he plays is going to decide how far this team goes in the NCAA tournament. Where are you with how I look at it there?
I think the better he plays, the more rest Hawkins can get, and he can heal up a little bit better for the run. Maybe Jules can sit down a little bit and get his mind right while Jalen is doing extremely well. You know, because these guys, mind, body, and soul, I mean, you got to be ready coming into March, and you got to be a well-oiled machine. You can't be in any slumps. You can't be feeling down about yourself or feeling sorry for yourself. this is the time where you got to turn into an animal, and it's about, you know, about an 8-9 game winning streak in order to win it all. So it takes everybody being on the same page, being positive, the energy's got to be right, and everybody's got to be healthy.
So with that, I kind of want to circle back now to the beginning of our discussion here, and should Jalen Clark be a starter, with the caveat that everyone's available, which, given the last week, is no given. I mean, Mick Cronin talking about someone having a voodoo doll on his team, team, it's gotten so bad. But, you know, okay, so Tiger Campbell comes back. You've got your regular starting five available, Tracy. Is this a situation where, you know, putting on your coach hat, do you put Jalen Clark in there and take someone like maybe Jules Bernard and have him come with the second team? Or are you just making more room for Jalen Clark, getting him off the bench sooner and giving him starter minutes, but just off the bench?
I think starter minutes, but off the bench, because the Bruins need that punch off the bench. If the Bruins off the bench, if Singleton's not scoring, there's been nothing since Jalen Clark has been in the starting lineup. So, you do need that punch off the bench when things may or may not be going well with the starters. You still need somebody to come off the bench and take it up to another level. And Jalen Clark and Singleton can both do that. They can be a nice little tag team coming off the bench.
Both of them have taken their games to the next level, courtesy of what we saw out of them the last three games, the wins against Washington State, Washington, and Arizona State. But it's a defense as a whole that looks so much better. Plus, something as a team offensively, a marked improvement we will discuss that we saw from this Bruins team over the last three games. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper, and a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
UCLA fans, keep the fun going at SoCal's destination for more. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Discover the most slots in the West, a new luxury resort with a year-round pool oasis, hundreds of your favorite table games, and over 15 bars and restaurants. Plus, all month long, your play qualifies you to win a 2022 Mercedes-Benz S580 or up to $100,000 cash every Thursday in February. SoCal's premier gaming and entertainment destination is just a short drive away. See you at Yamava. Details at yamava.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season, UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Bruins.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
A UCLA alumnus, Uncle Artie Pernia, is proud to announce Pernia Law as the official law firm sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Pernia Law is now offering free consultations to all UCLA students, alumni, fans, and faculty. Just go to plglaw.com to coordinate your free consultation. That's plglaw.com. For Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I am Brian Fenley. The Bruins are 20-5 on the season. They won their last three games, all at home. Arizona State was yesterday, and then last week the Bruins swept the Washington schools. And if you look at all three of those opponents, the Bruins held them to under 60 points. Mick Cronin has always said, We cannot be a jump shooting team. When shots aren't going down, we've got to attack the rim and play sound and ferocious defense. And the Bruins have done that. But I will add a caveat to this, Tracy, and that is let's not lose sight of the fact that during this recent run, the Bruins have been shooting it better from long range. In fact, the wins against Washington State and Washington, both times the Bruins made 10 threes each in those two games. The Bruins have not hit at least 10 threes in a game since early January. So I would think, Tracy, great three-point shooting is going to be something that a lot of people will lose sight on here. When you get that lead, then you maybe are able to take some more chances defensively. And with the three ball going down, David Singleton making shots, then the defense was just able to devour its opponents.
Well, I mean, that's an added plus when you can knock down some three-point shots, you know. But when if you base your whole winning on shooting threes, then that's what Mick Cronin is talking about. You can't do that. Your defense has got to be there because your offense is not going to always be there. So the defense, to me, is the most important thing. Yes, they do need to knock down some three-point shots. And David Singleton saved them a couple of times last night because I think if Arizona State had gotten the lead, we might have been in a little bit of trouble. But Dave hits two timely threes that gives us a four-point lead when we're only up one. And that's when you see that happen, that little sigh of relief, that little bit of space, and then Arizona State can't get over the hump. Now UCLA finishes the game strong. And so you got to credit David Singleton for keeping the Bruins above water.
And that was in the midst when no one could hit a three and guys were airballing threes inexplicably as well.
Nobody can even hit a layup.
Yeah, it was tough there those first 8 minutes of the second half, but let's go back to the defense here, and I want to talk about a guy. We touched on him last week, but he got the start all three games, and Miles Johnson really just continues to impress. He doesn't look like he's thinking that much anymore, Tracy. It just looks like he's reacting and playing. He continues to pull down offensive rebounds at a high rate, 6 offensive boards against Washington. He had a total of 13 against the Huskies, 8 more rebounds last night against Arizona State, and he just seems to impact things in the lane so much. I'll go back to last night as an example. ASU, I think they ended up with 22 points in the paint, but I felt like the Bruins were there on a lot of shots, and ASU made a lot of tough shots.
Yes.
So I feel like UCLA's interior defense has stepped up with Miles Johnson coming along. What have you seen?
Yeah, there were a couple of tough shots that was made on Miles.
And Luther
Muhammad,
yeah.
Yes, I don't know how he even saw the basket, but he found a way to get it up and in. And it was a great contest by Miles. It just went in. He had 3 blocks left. How many blocks? 2 blocks last night. And he altered tons of shots. He got deflections. He's there on rotations. They're seeing his numbers every time they come to the hole. So when you have that, somebody plugging the hole like that and a rim protector presence, it's a little bit harder to finish.
Tracy, you know that Mick Cronin has a lot of confidence in Miles Johnson. When he goes over to Miles during the Washington game on Saturday, one where the Bruins won 76-50, and says, Johnson, you're going to hit the technical foul shots after Mike Hopkins, the UW head coach, nearly got thrown out when he was arguing with the refs. But I wanted to pivot over to a guy by the name of Jaime Jaquez. We love the way he plays, and we're wanting to see more out of him. And I feel like we started to see the Jaime Jaquez who we're so prone to seeing in the Arizona State game, where he got back into double figures in scoring. He said it's the best he has felt in a long time. And I wanted to take it back to Mick Cronin after the Arizona State game, talking about Jaquez and the way in which he's coming off what has been injuries to his ankles.
I'm going to tell you guys this about Jaime Jaquez. Most guys wouldn't be playing. He would not desert his team, though. Most guys wouldn't even be playing. I mean, he doesn't practice. He does walkthroughs and shoots and that, but he doesn't live practice. which is hard. You know, how do you get it? It's tough to get a rhythm. But right now, none of us are live practicing, so we get a game every other day. So he's just he's a gamer of all gamers.
So, Tracy, that, of course, Mick Cronin talking about Jaime Jaquez. My question for you is this. Obviously, he has an incredible heart in Jaquez, in that there is really nothing you can do to take him off the court. Is this something you feel like he's going to have to just play through the rest of the year? And I know he's wearing braces on both of his ankles to try to protect himself. Or if you look at the big picture here, do you, and Mick Cronin brought up the word load management, could you load management a guy like Jaquez just to save him for the postseason?
I think you're already load managing him by not practicing him. Because at the end of the day, if you don't practice, you lose the type of shape that you really want to be in when it comes to late in the season. So he is not in that type of shape. He's in enough shape to get through the game. He was in great shape at the beginning of the season before he got hurt. You could see how explosive he was, how much stronger he was than everybody, and how he was light on his feet and he was moving. Right now, he's not in that type of shape, but you're happy to have him out there because he is an important piece. He may not be giving you everything that he can give you, but he's giving you your heart. He's giving you leadership. He's giving you an example of what you're supposed to do. I mean, you only have so many games in a UCLA uniform. That's one, first and foremost. Number two, you're never going to be 100% again. I don't care how many games you sit out. You're never going to be 100% again when you played at a high level. You're going to be between 80 and 90, maybe 95. You'll never get to 100 again. You got to learn how to play through injuries or tweaks or whatever like that. You got to learn, especially if you have expectations of playing on the next level when you're playing 82-plus games and you're a role player, they're not going to let you sit down. Role players play. The stars get the luxury of sitting out.
He also gave the Bruins 5 free throws towards the end of that game last night as well. And even though he had 5 turnovers, I was amazed to see he led the team in plus minus. He was a plus 15 last night, despite some uncharacteristic turnovers for him.
Right.
But down the stretch, that shot fake on the three with the shot clock winding down, drawing the foul, making all 3 free throws. And he pulled down 10 rebounds as well. So what has Jaime's game turned into here? We know he doesn't quite have the lift, but perhaps last night we started to see, Tracy, him figuring out, okay, I'm not at my fullest. I can't do everything I want to do, but here's the things that I can do and I can help the team. What do you think he's perhaps starting to figure out here?
Well, when you're injured, you know, if you look at the stat sheet, you can look on there. You saw how efficient he was. He was 3 of 6. He didn't take that many shots. Why? Because I'm injured. I don't have the lift that I normally have. I can't explode past people like I normally can. I can't explode up to the basket and finish through contact like I normally can. So let me sacrifice my shots for somebody else and make the ones that I can. And then he hit 2 out of 3 threes. 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Still managed to get 10 rebounds. Why? Because he was blocking out. Those rebounds weren't above the rim. Those rebounds is where he blocked out and he pursued the basketball. He's going to always play defense. That's just in him. So you're seeing him adjust, and it's still helping the team win.
We're talking about Jaime Jaquez here, and he has that breakout game after a little bit of a funk he was in the last couple of games where, yeah, he goes for 13 points. And the Bruins last night, they beat Arizona State 66-52. And to say UCLA would win like this with no Tiger Campbell out with a shoulder injury and Johnny Juzang struggling goes back to the depth of this team and brings us back to what we started out this first segment, the first full segment, talking about in a good problem to have, because Mick Cronin is going to have a lot of decisions here as far as roster configuration, trying to get the best out of what he thinks is going to work as this regular season hits its final stretch and we get into the postseason. When we come back, the Bruins are facing the Oregon schools this week. Thursday, it's at Oregon, a team that is struggling right now. A little bit of doubt creeping in for the Ducks. They've lost two in a row. How can UCLA exploit the efficient or the struggles of this Ducks team? We'll talk about that next. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
On Saturdays, your team needs you. Your sofa needs you. And you need a Jersey Mike's sub. Get it all with free Saturday delivery when you order through the Jersey Mike's app. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
We all know the question that creeps into our minds each and every afternoon. What's for dinner? How about a steak grilled to perfection? No matter your cravings, USWellnessMeats.com has a delicious selection of grass-fed beef, bison, pasture-raised pork, and poultry. The best part of all, you can skip the grocery store and have your order delivered right to your door. What are you waiting for? Curate your box, fire up the grill, and let's get cooking. Use promo code UCLA to save 15% at USWellnessMeats.com.
What do Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready fuels Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water and sports drinks, along with bars, powders, and snacks featuring cutting-edge sports nutrition. Ready powers Bruin fans, too. Get Ready protein and sports drinks on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points for every dollar spent on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else, redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cash back bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
This Saturday, while you watch the game at home, we're watching the grill at Jersey Mike's. Order through the Jersey Mike's app for free delivery on Saturdays. Unless you're going to miss hearing this. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
COVID-19 has tested all of us, but now it's time to get back in the game with CalHOPE's free emotional support resources. Visit CalHOPE.org today. CalHOPE. proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I am Brian Fanley. Let's look ahead for UCLA Hoops. They are on the road at Oregon, 6:30 tip-off on, of course, that Thursday. And this is a Ducks team that's lost two in a row. They're 17-10 on the season. They're kind of getting in their way right now. They lost to both of the Arizona schools last week, and they've got these fast guards. They have already beaten the Bruins, which was a game at Pauley, which is the only loss UCLA has had at home. That one went into overtime and was Dana Altman, the Ducks head coach, 700th career win. And he did it against UCLA earlier this season. But here's where a red flag comes out for me, Tracy. Dana Altman, after last week's loss to Arizona State, and it wasn't even close, it was a blowout in favor of the Sun Devils, Altman was asked about what is going on with this team. And he said, quote, "I can't get them to run anything," close quote, when referencing his players and trying to get plays run. To me, that doesn't sound like somebody who has a lot of confidence in his guys, and the players don't seemingly have a lot of confidence in him, which is why we've seen so much ISO ball and how UCLA is going to have to find a way to try to deal with that.
Well, you know, we lost to them at home with no fans. I think with fans, we win that game. As far as them playing ISO ball, everybody's, you know, this is a copycat game. Everybody copycats each other. So everybody's running this five-out offense because kids can't remember plays anymore, so you can't give them a playbook. So this is the truth. I deal with them on an AAU basis. These kids cannot remember plays anymore. So you give them a five-out offense where it's just like a read and react. You dribble and you penetrate and you pitch and you make reads and you try to draw double teams and pitch it to the open guy to shoot shots. That's where a lot of three-pointers come in because of analytics. Now, it can also be a very selfish offense if you're in there going for self. And that's what's happening with Oregon. You got a bunch of guards in there that can break their man down, get around them, get into the teeth of the defense where you're supposed to pass to the open guy. They're taking shots. Or they may go one-on-one and raise from the three-point line. This five-out offense is made to make plays for other people, not just yourself. So when you have this problem of them not running anything, individual agendas and noise outside the circle influences that.
Well, I think we're all expecting a different Oregon team coming up on Thursday than we've seen the last couple of weeks. This is not going to be the same Oregon team that lost to Cal the other week, I'm sure. Because
they will play their best with us, against us. They will play their best.
Everybody else does, seemingly, and they're going to be at home. Yep. They're battling for an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament. For a while there, they were looking good, especially after they knocked off the Bruins at Pauley. But now they're putting themselves in a perilous position. Last time these teams played, the only home loss of the season for the Bruins, we saw Jacob Young going off in the second half, just all kinds of shot making from him. Then it was Will Richardson making plays in overtime. What do the Bruins, Tracy, have to remember from that game and not let happen again here Thursday night?
They better be able to move their feet the whole night because those guards are going to challenge them. They're going to put their hands down. They're going to get to that paint. So perimeter defense is a must. You got to keep your guy in front of you and force him into tough shots.
Yeah, that Bruins team, when they played the Ducks last time, the Ducks shot 1 of 9 from downtown in the first half against UCLA. And I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, guys, that Oregon gets in their way. So last week they lost by 3 to Arizona. The Ducks had a chance to force overtime, but Will Richardson travels on the last possession of regulation. And then, Nick, as you discussed, when UCLA played Oregon back at Pauley earlier this season, it was a turnover at the end of regulation for the Ducks, which led to things going into overtime. And Altman called that turnover against UCLA his team burping it up. That is what he called it. That is his words in describing how his team at times gets in its own way and makes these silly mistakes. And we are super stoked to see what this game looks like on Thursday. Tracy, I know you're going to have a blast up there in Eugene. And when you're looking for marquee wins, this has to be one for UCLA, hoping to get some revenge. We always appreciate you, Tracy, hanging out with us. We look forward to chatting with you next week. And we certainly will be listening to you on the call with Josh Lewin on Thursday.
Thanks, guys. Getting all three of these wins, then I'll have a blast.
Amen. Amen, Tracy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Much appreciated, Tracy, as always, for your priceless analysis. And, Nick, we're going to take a little time out from basketball because it's also tennis season, right, for the Bruins.
Yeah, the Bruins got a big match coming up on Friday. USC coming over to the LATC. We talked to Alicia Bolton yesterday, and she had a little bit of smack talk. So I think you're going to want to stick around and listen to this coming up next.
Yeah, we'll have that coming up. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Great stuff from Tracy Murray. We are going to also preview UCLA basketball's game against Oregon State, which takes place this weekend. We'll touch on that later on in the hour. But, Nick, trash talking doesn't just happen on the basketball court. You've even seen it happen on the tennis court.
Yeah, well, from my own experience, too, playing in high school, there can be a lot of trash talk on the tennis court, but even on the UCLA women's tennis team as well. And that's because you got the Crosstown Showdown coming up on Friday, USC coming over to the LATC. And look, for the women's tennis team, a very highly successful program. Hasn't been the start to this season that they've wanted. They won just two of their first five matches, but then on Monday, with the match against USC looming coming up on Friday, they got a huge win over number 7 ranked California team. Bruins had to get some retribution for when the Bears got them in the Pac-12 championships last year, and they did just that. They swept the singles after losing the doubles point, giving them a big boost of confidence. And we caught up with Alicia Bolton to talk about the match and what we can expect to see Friday against the Trojans. Alicia, you and the Bruins fresh off a win over a top 10 team in Cal. You guys sweep the singles. I know it's been a bit of a rough start to the season for you guys, but how do you think this win is going to give you guys some confidence now moving forward?
I think it gives us
so much confidence. I mean, we did have a rough start, and we knew that this win could help boost our confidence. And to do it the way that we did, I think that it just, it means great things for our future and every match after this.
Well, speaking about the future, you guys are very young with three freshmen in the lineup in Alisa, Ava, and Kimmy. You're now a senior. How have you found yourself being more of a leader on the team this year?
I still can't believe I'm a senior. I still feel like a sophomore, but our freshmen have just come in and just played amazing. They've stepped right into it, no fear, just gotten their jobs done. And it's been amazing to be a leader this year. Has been really nice. I've been looking forward to being a senior. So it's nice to try and show the freshmen how things are done. And they're listening so well. And they're just, I can't speak highly enough of them. Like, they're amazing.
You're excited to be a senior, but you still feel like a sophomore. What is that like?
It's very weird because COVID took, you know, a year and some away from me. So Taylor Johnson and I constantly are just going, how are we seniors? But also it feels like we've been here for 4 years. It's very weird.
Well, now as a senior, you've got a new doubles part. Well, now as a senior, you've got a new doubles partner in Alisa Wogley. Of course, you and Jada Hart had a ton of success playing together the last few years. How has it been playing with Alisa? I know you guys are both from New York. She's from upstate. You're from Long Island. Did you guys ever cross paths on the tennis court growing up?
We actually trained together for years at the USTA Center. So I've known her since she was about 13 years old. So playing doubles with her is really fun because we already have that connection together. We know each other really well. We get along super well.
That's awesome.
I love having her here.
Now for you personally, you took the fall off from playing in the normal college circuit and instead played in some pro ITF tournaments. How do you think that helped prepare you and set you up for this season?
I think it set me up really well. I was able to improve my pro ranking singles and doubles wise, and it gave me a lot of matches coming in. So I felt like I had a lot of matches under my belt, and I could just come in and play the way that I wanted to play with lots of confidence and just have fun about with it.
And now looking forward to Friday, USC coming in, the Crosstown Showdown, 1:30 at the LATC. How does the intensity of the rivalry come out on the court? Because tennis is a little different. Yes, there's the team aspect, but at the same time, you're on your own. You're focused on your specific match.
Playing SC is always so fun. It's such an intense rivalry. You can feel it from the beginning. I've always loved it ever since I was a freshman. Even though you're by yourself, you're doing it for your team and you're just looking to get your job done, put that number up on that board and help your teammates out wherever you can. It's always such a good match, and you just got to enjoy it and love the rivalry and, you know, show who runs LA.
Yeah, exactly. And to have some fans back here that you guys haven't had, I mean, how much of a difference does it make just to have people there encouraging you? Whereas I'm sure the last couple of years we could hear a pin drop sometimes.
We love having the fans here. Most of our guys team was here today, as well as some volleyball players and a few other sports. And you can just feel the energy and you're just working off of each other. It's so great having fans back. And we're hoping that we can get more for SC so that we can crush them just as well.
Yeah, 1:30 on Friday. Before I let you go, I was curious, you know, tennis is a grind. It is a full-on year-round sport. You're constantly on the court. How do you stay fresh mentally and physically throughout the year?
For me, it's a lot of rehab, making sure my body's strong. And then after we win a match, dissecting what happened and then getting ready for the next one instead of either dwelling in the loss or being too hyped from the win. You got to move on eventually. And just every match is a new match. Anyone can win. So just preparing, like, each match is a new match, even though you play pretty consecutively.
Anyone can win except USC on Friday, right?
Exactly. No, SC can't win. Not here. We run LA.
And we will see that come to fruition Friday afternoon, 1:30 at the LATC. Admission is free, so everybody come on by. Alisa, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there you have it, guys. Alisa Bolton. Brian, I'm looking forward to see how this team builds off of that win on Monday against Cal. Very good Cal team, and they swept through the singles. A lot of those matches weren't even close. So hope to see a lot of people out there on Friday, mid-afternoon. And the weather, Brian, it's going to be a lot better. Today is kind of a crappy day here in Southern California, windy, cloudy. There's going to be plenty of sunshine on Friday in Westwood. Come on out.
Yeah, and there's no better team to vent your frustrations on. Let's say things haven't been going well. You got USC. Just let it all out. I mean, that is as cathartic as it comes. And speaking of USC, if you look at the men's basketball standings in the conference right now, USC and UCLA are both neck and neck at 12-4. They are tied for second. Everybody's looking up to Arizona. Arizona, USC, UCLA are the three top 25 ranked teams in the Pac-12 this week. The Wildcats have a 2.5 game lead for first over USC and UCLA. But coming up next, we mentioned that the Bruins are going to be on the road this week. We talked about the upcoming foray against Oregon. What about Oregon State? And there's an interesting analogy I'm going to bring up with their best player, Beavers, Jared Lucas, and Steph Curry. You don't want to miss this. Find out how these two are in tandem. I'll discuss that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points for every dollar spent on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else, redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cash back bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
What do Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready fuels Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class, all-natural protein water and sports drinks, along with bars, powders, and snacks featuring cutting-edge sports nutrition. Ready powers Bruin fans, too. Get Ready protein and sports drinks on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
So if we're fortune tellers, we are going to just predict right now that UCLA basketball wins on the road against Oregon on Thursday. Then it's Oregon State where the Bruins will be taking on the Beavers at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And this is an Oregon State team that went last year to the Elite Eight. And right now, they might be one of the worst 8 teams in all of Division I. Unfortunately, there's over 300 Division I men's basketball programs. They're 3-22 on the season. They've got a 12-game losing streak. Now, I mentioned this, Nick, in the tease. How does Jared Lucas, the leading scorer for the Beavers, relate at all with Steph Curry?
Do I get a guess here?
Yes, you do get a guess. Go for
it. Okay, good. They take a lot of threes.
If there was a multiple-choice answer and there was an all-of-the-above, you wouldn't be completely right, but you would not be wrong. You would at least have one of the selections. But here
it
goes.
All right, I'll take it.
So, yeah, that is part of the right answer. But the full answer is this. So Jared Lucas, as I mentioned, leads the team in scoring. Now, his guard that he played off of last year, in Ethan Thompson, from the Los Angeles area, had an incredible career. He graduated. Jared Lucas has never been the same player since Thompson left. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, how does this all relate to Steph Curry? So I went to college in North Carolina and at UNC Greensboro, and they would play Davidson. I saw Steph Curry play as a sophomore at Davidson, and he had this point guard, Jason Richards, who led the NCAA that year, which was the 2007-2008 season. You can do your math, and then you can find out how old I am. But he led the NCAA that year in assists. Richards was a senior that year, and Curry was a sophomore. So Richards is gone. Curry comes back for his junior year, and his three-point percentage and his field goal percentage dropped. What Oregon State is struggling with, Nick, is they don't have that reliable floor general. They've gone deep into the transfer portal, and they are actively searching for an identity, and they're still doing that, and the season's almost over.
Yeah, and lately they've been limited to 7 scholarship players. That's all they had when they played ASU over the weekend. Warith Alatiche missed that game. He had some knee soreness. They're optimistic, though, to have him back for USC on Thursday, so figure to see him coming up on Saturday as well. Yeah, it has been you said they might be one of the worst 8 in Division I. I was just like, oh, that must hurt deep for Oregon State fans this season. Their only win coming at home over Utah. But this is a big game for them. You know, if anyone's going to get up, you know, it's going to be UCLA. It's a game on CBS. You're going to have a network TV, national audience. The thing going in UCLA's favor is that Oregon State just hasn't played good defense. They're the worst defense in the Pac-12, and they don't rebound well on top of it. So that is just a recipe for losing a lot of games. And so UCLA obviously is going to be heavy favorites in that game. Expect to get a ton of resistance from Oregon State on their home floor. But the Bruins, it's got to be defense first when you go on the road. You have to create that energy. And like I talked about at the beginning, at the top of the show, they didn't have Jalen Clark last time on the road trip. So you factor in his energy and how everyone else just feeds off of that. I think that is going to be such a big thing coming up this weekend.
I know it's easy, Nick, to go back and say, well, if we did this, we would have won. And you would go back to those Arizona games on the road, losing to Arizona and Arizona State. But if you had the full embodiment of what Jalen Clark can do, and he was in both of those games playing at his best, getting the numbers and getting the minutes, I'm going to go back. Call me biased, whatever, but there's no way we lose against Arizona and Arizona State on the road if Jalen Clark is playing like he is playing the last 3 games. Am I wrong, Nick? Am I thinking too grandiose about this, or do you feel like I have something going here with what I'm thinking?
Well, I think Arizona State definitely, because the Sun Devils were just dying to give that game to the Bruins after they were in control for a while. I think Jalen Clark at the end of that game, at the end of regulation, Bruins probably don't even need overtime because Jalen Clark makes some plays at the end of the game, steps up with his defense. Arizona game is probably at least a little closer and is tight all the way down the stretch. So, yes, we can play revisionist history, and it doesn't matter. The Bruins still, at the very least, should have beaten ASU on the road. That was not a good loss. But going forward, you can just project and say having Jalen Clark, based on what we saw this past weekend, is just going to make a world of difference. And UCLA is just a totally different team than the one that went on the road a couple weeks ago.
They are, and we, as we discuss this with Tracy Murray, it comes to thinking about how do you play him more in Jalen Clark, considering that he is playing like a starter. And then when Tiger Campbell gets back, dealing with that shoulder injury, then what do you do? Because Clark has added size, and you've got Campbell, who's an incredible distributor of the basketball. But if you look at what Jalen Clark does and what makes him so iconic and so such a juggernaut is the fact that he can play every position on the court. He can play center. He can bring the ball up the court as a point guard. And it's like there's no drop-off, Nick, whatever position he's asked to play. And then the fact of the matter is we laud him for his defense, his instincts in picking up loose balls and jamming it on the other end in transition. But let's not forget about, as Mick Cronin discussed last week, the vision of this guy, getting his nose into where is the right pass in terms of finding his guys. It's like he has just this innate ability to know where the open teammate is. He's an incredible passer. And I just think that if this is somebody who probably is the healthiest of the bunch here, let's be honest, because he didn't play a lot for a stretch because of the head injuries, and then he comes back, he's going to get a lot more minutes, I think, than a lot of starters. And as I mentioned earlier in the hour, Nick, this season goes the way Jalen Clark goes. I think it is up to him if this team is going to win a national championship.
Based on what we've seen these last three games, and remember, he just got a full week of practice for the first time since November. So there's a chance we could have been seeing this a couple months ago, if not for some unfortunate head injuries. But, yeah, you talk about his versatility and being able to play different positions. That's what's really impressive. He's 6'5", but he plays 6'7", 6'8". I mean, I want to measure his wingspan because I feel like his arms just have to be pushing 7 feet across the way he's able to grab rebounds in there. But the Bruins, they're definitely going to want Tiger Campbell back down the stretch here because late in games, games tight, he knows how to handle the basketball, bring it up the floor, and handle defensive pressure. So let's not sleep on Tiger here. The Bruins need him back. He is important to them when we get back to USC and then you get into the Pac-12 and the NCAA tournament.
When we come back, let's look back at the standings here and what the future looks like for UCLA. And when I say that, the roster configuration, what matchups look best for this team moving forward? There's a lot of different pieces to play with. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
On Saturdays, your team needs you. Your sofa needs you. And you need a Jersey Mike's sub. Get it all with free Saturday delivery when you order through the Jersey Mike's app. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
We all need to save the drop, LA. Mandatory water conservation is in effect. Limit outdoor watering with sprinklers to 3 days a week, up to 8 minutes per station, before 9 a.m. or after 4 p.m. Get to know your watering days and all the rebates and resources LADWP offers to help you conserve water. Visit LADWP.com/conservation squad.
Say hello to Avelo, A-V-E-L-O. There's a new way to fly from convenient Burbank Airport with direct flights to 9 destinations and growing. Avelo offers flights starting at $39, making it easy, convenient, and affordable. Avelo Airlines, a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Book today at AveloAir.com. Follow on Instagram for a chance to win free tickets every Tuesday.
This Saturday, while you watch the game at home, we're watching The Grill at Jersey Mike's. Order through the Jersey Mike's app for free delivery on Saturdays. Unless you're going to miss hearing this. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
So that UCLA basketball team, 12-4 in conference. They are 20-5. They've won 3 in a row and just 4 games left in the regular season before the Pac-12 has their conference tournament. And we were talking about roster configuration earlier. I don't think, Nick, we discussed this a lot. And this is going to be an interesting dynamic to keep an eye on. And that is with the UCLA bigs. Cody Riley plays great when he is the guy that's getting the attention inside. But when Miles Johnson comes in and Cody Riley is available, it's almost like, and Cronin has talked about this, Johnson gets too nice. And then they got to find a way to play off each other better.
Yeah, we will see here coming up. I like what Miles Johnson has shown, but I think it's imperative for UCLA to get Cody Riley going. Arizona State last night, they were determined to not let Riley even touch the ball. They were doubling, even triple-teaming him inside. So I look for Mick Cronin and his coaching staff to adjust and get Riley a little more involved on the offensive end moving forward.
And Johnson has been working on his free throws more than anybody on the team. For the great Gabe Genovese, Paul Engel, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, the Learfield crew, Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I am Brian Finley. You missed anything, download it on the podcast.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.